as far as things that we can do this weekend. And I know there's some things that even start yet this week. So where do we just want to jump in here today, Ben?
Yeah, let's start with a couple events this evening already. The weekend starts Thursday night with Benefactor Bingo. This is at Balanced Rock Winery, a fundraiser that's going to benefit the Breathe organization. That's the Baraboo River Equine Assisted Therapy Group, where they use horse riding to help people in our community. That's going to run from 6 until 8 at Balanced Rock.
Who doesn't love a game of bingo that helps out a great cause, especially an organization like Breathe? So I would suggest, you know, a little Thursday night evening out with some bingo, some wine. And I mean, when you're helping somebody out, it makes it all the better. So Jeff, definitely check that out. And they do this periodically for different groups around Baraboo, too. So you got to really pay attention to when they have these bingo nights. What else is happening on this calendar of events?
Well, we have some live music tonight. We have a local favorite, the Baraboo Wisconsin Beer Choir, is going to be performing downtown at the Wine Bar at Kanamichi from 6:30 to 9. Of course, some folks might have seen them at Baraboo Oktoberfest, and they've actually got a few public performances coming up, and it's a participatory experience. Get your prost on tonight at the Wine Bar.
All right. Good time at Konamichi. All right. So then when we look at tomorrow, this is a chock full day. Where would we like to start on things happening tomorrow?
Can you go wrong with Dolly Parton?
No, she's the queen. I'm telling you, she truly is like the queen.
Question.
Yes.
So we have a Dolly Parton tribute at Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. For folks who might not know, that's the former Palace Theater. Mm-hmm. They're going to have two performances. This Dolly Parton tribute, there'll be one show at 2 p.m. and then another at 7 p.m.
All right. So always a good time to hear Dolly Parton music. I'm a huge fan. And we also have a little theater this weekend in store, too, right?
Right. We are both community theater nuts, so we have to make sure we spend a little time on Baraboo Theater Guild's next production. They're putting on the Samuel Beckett classic, Waiting for Godot. That's going to be this weekend and next. It opens Friday night at 7 p.m. This will be staged at the Campus Theater at UW-Baraboo. This was delayed a week. They've had some technical challenges with the lighting and the electric at the R.G. Brown Theater, so they pushed it back a week. So it's going to open this weekend, and it will continue next weekend, 7 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 2 p.m. Sunday.
All right, so make sure you check that out, get some tickets, and then, of course, if you
some
love good...
classic theater.
Yes, exactly, and if you love good movies, you know, and getting ready for Valentine's Day, the Al Ringling's got you covered on this one this weekend.
They certainly do, and you're right. There's a full calendar of all types of events, and some of those are Valentine events. We have Eat, Pray, Love. That classic film will be presented at the Al Ringling Theater, 7 p.m. Friday, so, you know, Julia Roberts... Javier Bardem, get in your romantic mood.
I've read the book. I can honestly say I've never seen the movie. Maybe I'll have to rectify that tomorrow night. Now, we do have a full list of things that are happening on Saturday as well. So let's jump in here. Where would we like to start on Saturday as people are planning out their weekend?
Well, speaking of Valentine's events, how about a Regency Romance High Tea?
Ooh, that sounds lovely.
This will take place at the library. If you're feeling classy, Saturday morning, 11 a.m. It's on Saturday, February 10th. This is going to take place in the library auditorium. It's inspired by the Regency romances. But you can have some high tea to start your Saturday on a classy British note.
Do we get to wear costumes? Should we wear costumes to something like that? I feel like this is something we should be. This is true. It's Baraboo, after all. We do love to dress up in this town.
Yes,
that's for
do.
Sure. What else do we have going on this weekend?
All right. Boy, we got a bunch of music on Saturday.
Yeah, we do.
So Saturday afternoon, we have Bob McNerlin performing at Broken Bottle Winery from 1:30 to 4:30. We also have Mark Croft performing at Balanced Rock Winery from 3 until 5:30. And then we have a performance by Uptown at the Cal Center in Reedsburg. Uptown, they're sort of billing themselves as, so here's the description. The class of the Young Temptations moves like the Jackson 5 and the energy of Bruno Mars. Now that's setting the bar high.
I was just going to say.
they're going to perform at 7 p.m. at the Cal Center on Saturday.
All right. So that sounds like a really fun show. So definitely check that out. And then, of course, we go back to Legacy Dinner Theater because they have more great entertainment this weekend.
Yes, we do. If you want to get thunderstruck, they're going to have the AC/DC tribute group performing Saturday at 7. They have a full weekend at Legacy Dinner Theater.
Yeah, you got to check out their winter concert series. They have a whole list of really great stuff coming up over the next few weeks. Now, we're not done, though. There's still more going on on Saturday, so, right? We've what else do we have?
We've got more wine and music. We talked about Kanamichi earlier. They're going to host an evening of blues Saturday at 7 p.m. Dave Potter, Brad Reber, and Mark Tully are going to be performing, along with others, 7 p.m. at the Wine Bar downtown.
All right. And if you want to see a really great movie, and it's a classic, right? You got to head over to the Al Ringling once again. So tell us what they're going to have on the big screen.
Right. Following up from the Eat, Pray, Love screening on Friday, on Saturday night, they'll have When Harry Met Sally, which, of course, is a great favorite. It's That's going to start at 7 p.m.
That feels like the classic, like the epitome of 80s movies right there, When Harry Met Sally. And it's one of my all-time favorites. So definitely check that out this weekend as well. And then we can't forget about Sunday because, you know, if you sat around, you had listened to a lot of music, drank a little too much wine this weekend. Nothing says like getting out there and doing some skating on Sunday. So tell us about this open skate.
Yes, you bet. Thunderbird Youth Hockey is continuing its open skate on Sundays from 5 to 8 p.m.
All right, so you can check that out as well. I mean, there's a lot going on this weekend. No excuses why you can't get a little early Valentine's Day celebration in. Maybe you want to beat the crowds next week or something like that. You've got a lot of different options. Now, of course, if people want more information about anything we just talked about, or if chamber members are listening and they want to submit their event, where is the best place to get all of that information?
Baraboo.com.
All right, so go check it out. You heard Ben give us the address. It's as easy as that. And of course, you have a wonderful weekend. We look forward to talking to you next week because, well, I'm looking at this calendar of events. It doesn't get slower next week, that's for sure. We've definitely picked up the pace, huh?
We had a couple of slower weeks, but oh boy, it's picking up.
All right. This is why we love this time of year, though, because from here on out, it's like you're kind of in a dead sprint in Baraboo. There's always something going on and a little something for everybody, which is the best part about it. So check out that calendar of events. Ben, thank you. We will talk to you next Thursday. And remember, for more information about anything we just talked about, to see some of these events that are coming up over the next few weeks, to do a little planning for yourself, all you have to do is check out Baraboo.com. Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Marines now confirming that the five service members aboard a helicopter that crashed in remote California earlier this week were all killed in the crash. ABC's Ike Ajachi has more.
An extensive search was triggered after the crew failed to arrive as scheduled in San Diego. About 7 hours later, search teams found a debris field in the mountains outside San Diego. The chopper is a CH-53 Super Stallion helicopter known as the Marines' workhorse.
The U.S. Supreme Court will this morning hear arguments as to whether former President Donald Trump can be kept off the ballot in Colorado because of his actions on January 6th. Prince William stepping back into the spotlight for the first time since his father's cancer diagnosis and wife's hospitalization. The prince addressed a charity event for air ambulance helicopter pilots. The Prince of Wales is a former ambulance helicopter pilot himself. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed back to the U.S. following his fifth trip to the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas war began. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A man convicted in the killing of his mother in Dodgeville was sentenced to life in prison on Tuesday. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, 52-year-old Eric Way will not be eligible for extended supervision. Way, a Glendale resident, and his son, Philip Schmidt Way, were convicted of the killing in December of 2023. Schmidt Way is set to learn his fate on March 5th during a sentencing hearing. A man has been charged after a woman fatally overdosed in the city of Mauston in December. According to Juneau County court records, 36-year-old Christopher Patel is charged with first-degree reckless homicide and delivering of drugs. The charge has the repeater modifier. According to the Mauston Police Department, officers responded to a home on East State Street on December 9th of 2023 to do a welfare check. When they arrived, they found the 43-year-old woman dead from an apparent overdose. Patel has been in custody since December 14th on a probation hold. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Scattered light rain likely today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little breezy today out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, some scattered light rain, mostly cloudy, 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, high of 46. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
99.7.
It's 8:10 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Friday Eve. Hey, we are just about to the weekend. I know. I'm as excited as you are. Vince Neil celebrating his 63rd birthday today. Why else would we pull out Dr. Feelgood? It's Motley Crue now on 99.7 Max FM.
Tell Jimmy.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood, Vince Neil, 63 years old today. So, of course, Vin, you got to pull out some Motley Crue early in the morning. And if you're not awake after that, I don't know how many cups of coffee you're going to need for today. Just saying, because that's a good one. So, of course, we know that Super Bowl is headed our way on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs, the San Francisco 49ers, Super Bowl 58 played in Las Vegas. Tons of festivities happening in Vegas this week. I have a couple of friends who are out there already, not going to the game. They're just going to all of the Super Bowl festivities because those are a lot cheaper than actually going to the game. And according to a new poll, right, for anybody who plans on watching at home, Super Bowl halftime shows over the last 8 years, not a lot of popularity among some of the acts. We talked about some of the old stuff yesterday if you joined us here on Max FM. But Eminem, Dr. Trey, Snoop Dogg, that halftime show from just a couple of years ago was actually one of the best of the last 8 years, according to this poll. It only got 14% of the vote, which was actually the same percentage as Not Sure, interestingly enough. And the largest percentage of people, 31%, claimed that they didn't watch any of the last 8 Super Bowl halftime shows. So here's how they ranked. After that Eminem, Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige show, which I thought was actually fantastic, you got last year's show with Rihanna. That got 10% of the vote. Then at number 3, you have Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, and Bad Bunny getting 9% of the vote. Lady Gaga, I told you I didn't remember a lot of these shows. I forgot she did the Super Bowl halftime show in 2017. That came in at number 4 with 7% of the vote. I don't know who these people are, but they're insane. Coldplay, Beyonce, and Bruno Mars, that show from 2016 with the Dancing Daisies, that came in at number 5 with 6% of the vote. Then in 2021, The Weeknd did a Super Bowl halftime show. That came in at number 6 with 4% of the vote. Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy from 2019. Their show got 3% of the vote. And then Justin Timberlake and the Tennessee Kids from 2018 got 2% of the vote. So all in all, I mean, really, when you look at those shows back to back, there's been some interesting ones. And some, as I said before, that haven't been very memorable over the last few years. Now, in other results, 33% of us, or a full third of us, if math is hard early in the morning, definitely plan to watch the Super Bowl. Another 25% said that they probably will. 25% say they're definitely not watching. Meanwhile, 27% say they'll watch the game at home with household members only, and 13% say they're going to watch the show at home alone, which doesn't sound very festive, but I get it. Sometimes it's hard to have people around you. Yeah. I mean, and that makes total sense. You know, I don't know very many people that are super excited about the Super Bowl. It just kind of feels like it's a game and people are like, okay, whatever. Can we just get over it now and get done with it? But we shall see. Maybe it'll be a better event than I think. It's going to be in Vegas, so anything's really possible when you have things in Vegas. So I will say that, I guess. But overall, I think it's just going to be a game.
I'll be relying on you Monday morning. I'll be looking to you for the review on Usher and the commercials and everything else.
Well, you know, when it comes to the commercials, one of the best Super Bowl ad campaigns won't even be running during the game. It's by Dude Wipes, which are for, well, I mean, from what they, with the name of them, I think we can figure that out. I don't think I have to go into details this morning. They're putting electronic billboards up on the Vegas Strip, capitalizing on the whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing. Their slogans include, "We love a clean tight end too, a good Swift cleaning that's tailored to your end zone. If you're living in the tortured TP department, welcome to the wet wiping era. And it's me, hi, I'm the solution. It's me, not TP." So that's going to be really fun for people in Vegas. So there's some other ads that are slowly starting to leak online. Martin Scorsese's ad for Squarespace has a sci-fi twist to it. Aliens try to make contact. Humans are too distracted by their phones to even notice. That checks out. Scarlett Johansson is honored by M&M's for almost winning 2 Oscars. So there's that one that we will see. And then Entertainment Weekly picked the best Super Bowl ads of all time. The top spot went to the classic Hey Kid Catch. That was an ad for Coca-Cola that featured Mean Joe Green. And that actually premiered a couple couple years ago, I believe, during the Super Bowl. So more ads starting to leak out. I personally like to be surprised. I have all the videos right there that I can go watch them on YouTube. I'm going to choose not to watch them now. I will watch them during the game because honestly, that this year might be the only thing that makes it interesting for me, unfortunately. Now, there's a guy on Reddit. We're packing in a whole lot of Super Bowl talk here for a minute. There's a guy on Reddit who's actually picked the wrong Super Bowl winner 16 straight times. And obviously, there are plenty of ways to pick, you know, your Super Bowl winner and losers, but this seems a little infallible. So this guy is on Reddit. His name is I'm This Guy, and he claims that he's chosen the wrong team for the last 16 straight years. Well, I guess you go with what you got or something. Now, it might be a good strategy to find out who he's picking and then go with the other team before you place your bet. This year, he's putting his money on the Kansas City Chiefs. He says, don't overthink this. The better team will win. The Chiefs are an absolute machine in the playoffs. I bet against them twice in the Super Bowl in the past. And to quote The Who, I won't get fooled again. The San Francisco 49ers are slight favorites. And if this guy's record is any indication, they're going to be enjoying themselves Sunday night while the Kansas City Chiefs are on a plane on the way home, which would be unfortunate after everything they have to do to clear airspace so Taylor Swift can get here from Tokyo so that she can watch Travis Kelce play in the Super Bowl. That would be a really unfortunate way to go. Now, if you want an opposing viewpoint on all of this, the Madden NFL video game made its annual Super Bowl prediction based on a simulation, and they say the Chiefs are going to beat the 49ers only slightly 30-28, and Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes will be named once again MVP. Now, it's worth mentioning that Madden has been wrong the last 3 years, so the guy over on Reddit has a better track record, honestly. 16 years in a row, he's been picking wrong. They're either going to make it a fourth or they're going to finally break their streak, but we all know that the Super Bowl will kick off Sunday, 5:30 on CBS. So there you go. Everything you've ever wanted to know about the Super Bowl and more going into Sunday.
And you and Havel are in agreement about who's going to win, right?
I don't know if we've actually talked about it all that much. We've been more focused on the changes that the Green Bay Packers are making and the fact that yesterday they announced that Mark Murphy, there's something in the Packers bylaws, since they're not owned by, you know, one specific person, it's a city-run entity, so they have a board of directors. There's something in their bylaws that says when your CEO, who happens to be Mark Murphy, turns 70 years old, they must retire. That is approaching in July. And so they just announced yesterday that they have opened up their search for a new CEO for the Green Bay Packers. So we were talking a little bit about that. We were talking about some of the new hires that they're bringing in for the defense, which is actually very exciting. And they've brought in a couple new faces to the offense as well, including Sean Mannion. So if you're a football fan, you might recognize him as a former quarterback. He has taken a job with the Green Bay Packers to work under Tom Clements with the quarterback crew of the Green Bay Packers. And then they also brought in a guy by the name of Miles White. And if you're a hardcore Packers fan, yes, you probably remember him. He was a receiver with the team for 1 year. He is now coaching and he is coming in to work with the wide receivers as well. So between the changes that they've made on the defensive side, some of the things that they're adding on the offensive side, it's kind of fun because they're building their coaching staff a little bit like they built the roster this year. Really young guys, and they're banking on some explosion and some new ideas and things like that. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun to see this team. Yeah, big changes for the Green Bay Packers. And of course, Chris and I have been talking a lot about the draft, because now that you've got like a defensive staff in place, now that's the thing that football fans really look forward to, is Goody continuing to build that roster. And we know from his end of the year press conference, he talked about wanting to build it around Jordan Love. So it's going to be very exciting. Contract extensions coming for him, which should be very fun as well. So there's a lot going on in Green Bay. But this is what it's like, Finn, to have a normal off season where your quarterback isn't going into a darkness retreat. He isn't claiming that he can only get FaceTime messages at his house and can't talk to the team. He's not high on some sort of like medicinal. This is a normal off season, Packers fans. Everybody enjoy.
Celebrate.
Right? Exactly. It was it was a long 3 years of Aaron Rodgers in the offseason. And let's just put it like this. We know that Jordan Love's probably going to show up to all the camps. I don't think there's going to be any question about that. So that's right. Also good news if you're a Green Bay Packers fan. But should be a good weekend. There's a lot going on, you know. And then as you get ready for Valentine's Day, I would not suggest, though, gentlemen, that you combine your Valentine's Day festivities in with your Valentine's Day festivities. I don't recommend combining the two unless she's really into football. Unless she's really into football, I would recommend trying to separate.
Super Bowl into it.
That's right. I would recommend trying to separate the two, yeah, at least for this one weekend. You know, she's put up with 18 weeks of football every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, whatever, because they play like every day of the week now. So, you know, maybe try to separate the two just for her sake this year.
Some of the ladies are into it just as much.
Yeah, they really, truly are. We get into it. We watch games, mostly if it's like NFC North opponents or obviously Packers games. We never miss those. So that's a little different than, you know, just being totally into football. But, you know, we have fun. And it's fun to talk with Max a little bit about it. It's like the one thing that still connects us after all these years, you know, because that's how I really even started liking football, was because my kid loved it. And when he was three and he had Asperger's and that was the only thing he wanted to talk about, well, you do whatever you can to connect with your kid.
Yeah, it's a touchstone.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, Max has declared that he will not be watching the Super Bowl this year. He's like, the only reason I'm tuning in is to see Usher perform at halftime, and then I'm out because I don't care about this game.
Yeah,
so,
and that's seeing something, right?
Right? Exactly. Exactly. Because he loves most football games. He is not excited about this one at all. He's like, I wish we were just skipping to the draft because that's where his mindset is at. Yeah. He was not a Jordan Love fan at the beginning of the season, kind of came around, and then by the end of the season he's like, yeah, I don't know if he's ever going to be Rodgers, but you know, compared to some of the quarterbacks in the league, they're doing okay with him. So he's turned a corner. And I will say this, Dexter's birthday is coming up next week, right? And my kid, who is not as big of a football fan as the rest of his family, has decided that he wants a Jordan Love jersey for his birthday. So mama, of course, does not ever promise anything. I've learned that the hard way over the years, Finn. But yeah. I did go out and I was like, all right, let's get him a jersey. Do you know how many Jordan Love jerseys that you can actually purchase right now? Hardly any. Like, almost none. They're almost non-existent unless you're in a youth size or a size small or like a quadruple X, which my kid is not. And so I had to get like really creative. So I mean, there were eBay searches. Obviously, I went to a lot of shops right here in Wisconsin. I did everything I possibly could. Ended up having to find a brand new one on eBay. That was all I could find. I was like, this is
insane. But you tracked one down though, right?
I did. He doesn't think I could find one because he actually expects me whenever he asks to get things. So I had to come up with the big parental. Oh, dude, I tried so hard. I tried really hard to find one. And because of his popularity, they exist nowhere right now, which, not really a lie. I looked for 4 days before I found the one that I actually settled on, and it's not even quite the one he wanted. It had to be a throwback. Their throwback with the all green and just the yellow letters, not like their green home jerseys that they wear. So it was trying. It was getting a little sweaty not being able to find what he actually wanted for his birthday, but I finally did
it. It's
what
we do as parents.
I know. This is how I've been spending all my free time. Not doing my laundry that needs to be folded. Not making sure that's getting put away, Finn. I've been online furiously searching for a jersey so my kid gets what he wants for his birthday. So... but let me tell you, that was way more fun, even though it was getting a little panicky, than folding the laundry and getting
it
put away.
Laundry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Always that kind of stuff is more fun. I consider it to be like a challenge. Like, I challenge myself in those instances. All right. So the obvious places don't have it. And then I would go to some of these sites and they'd be like, oh, yes, it's in stock. Here's the size. I put it in my cart. This item is no longer in stock. Oh, and I was like, how could it not show that it is? Oh, I was getting crabby. So yeah, I was even like at like sites overseas, like the Fanatic sites and NFL shops overseas, and there's a Packer shop that you can go to in Europe, and I was like, surely one of them has to have no, they were all sold
no
out
luck.
No, even in the European shop. So eBay for the win, people. And I did, by the way, in case anybody's wondering, verify that it is a true, authentic, actual jersey, not still in package, all of that kind of stuff.
Legit.
Because it's eBay, and we all know how that can go very, very wrong in a quick instant.
You gotta be careful with that stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. So no, it is absolutely legit. I verified it with the seller and all of that good stuff. So
cool.
These are the things that make my mama heart happy. Doing searches for jerseys and not doing my laundry. These are the things that make me happy. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Some scattered light rain today. Breezy as well. 54 for a high. Scattered light rain possible tonight. Mostly cloudy. 39. Right now there's a lot of sun shining, so I'm hoping I can get Aspie in for a walk here today yet before the rain comes. Partly cloudy, cooler tomorrow with a high near 46. It's 42 right now.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 Fifth Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. RAMCHealth.com.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy McAsey, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Maximum Music, Max FM.
It's 8:31 right now. We hope you are having a great Friday Eve. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Robert Palmer now, Addicted to Love on 99.7 Max FM.
Kiss is what it takes. You're kidding.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:35 right now. And, you know, Finn, there have been times in life when we've all failed to notice something really, really obvious. You know, one of the best examples, like the piggy and this little piggy, the nursery rhyme kids sing, well, it probably didn't actually go to the market to go shopping, right? But right. It doesn't mean that we can't have fun and laugh about it. There's a thread right now over on BuzzFeed where people are talking about some of the obvious things that they did not pick up on until someone else pointed them out. And this is, I don't know if we should laugh or if we should really intervene with some of the people
how
in this
world.
How
embarrassing is this going to be?
Oh, some of them are pretty bad. Some of them are, you know, kind of like, okay, that makes sense why you wouldn't understand that. Others, especially as we get towards the end, you really got to worry about your neighbors at this point. So the first one on the list is how the judicial bail system works. Someone actually said they thought that was a fee that you paid to avoid jail. They didn't realize that it was basically collateral, and then you got the bail money back if you showed up for your trial. Exactly. Someone said, can you imagine all the criminals would be like, I will find the money. Right, it's fine if I'm avoiding jail. Someone said that's it, that it's called metal because it's harder than rock music. Now, it's actually debatable how the term metal rose to represent that particular genre of music, but it's amusing and still definitely something you could have fun debating with somebody who's really sure. passionate or overly passionate about it. Sometimes these types of arguments are fun just to rile people up with, too, honestly, because they get so excitable about their certain topics. Yeah. Hundreds of years ago, goodbye was actually born out of a shortened form of God be with you. That hundreds of years ago, howdy came out of how do ye. In fact, it's just, you know, our English is not great.
I never knew that one.
I know. That one was a newer one for me. I guess I probably should have known that with all the English classes that I took over the years. But that, you know, it's English. Like, we combine things. We steal from other languages. It's just kind of how we've done things over the years.
And does anybody still use howdy? Is there anybody that still says, I mean, at least in the Midwest?
South, yes. Yes, they actually greet you in a lot of places with howdy, which is a little unsettling. The pipe cleaners aren't just for childhood crafts. They're actually, they're a tool for cleaning tobacco pipes, quite honestly. That reindeer actually exist, and they aren't just mythical, magical creatures that pull Santa around on a sleigh.
Wow.
I told you got to worry about some of your neighbors going through this list. That one's not even the worst, by the way. That the Mad in Mad Men actually stood for Madison Avenue, which I guess I kind of forgot. That one was buried at the back of my brain. Yeah. But not the most obvious one. That Felix is the Latin word for lucky or happy, and that since the cartoon character Felix the Cat was a black cat, the name is a little ironic. Now, this one may also be more of a coincidence after the fact, because some people say that Felix was named as more of a play on the word feline, which would also make sense. One of the other things on this thread that should be obvious, bats are not actually blind, like the phrase blind as a bat would suggest. Yeah. No bat species is blind. Microbats see differently than humans, particularly in low light conditions. Megabats have eyesight as good as humans, if not better. Their sight is adapted to both night and daylight and includes some color vision as well. It's kind of like the dog at our chaser convention that can see read radar, I guess. Yeah. Maybe.
You know, that's kind of like an urban legend, because somebody coins the phrase blind as a bat.
Yeah.
And then you have a whole bunch of people that think, oh, bats are blind.
Right.
There you go.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, this is the one where you should really be checking on certain people who might think this. Okay. This is the one that got me. Some of the comments were a lot more obvious than others. Like, someone said that they were in their 20s before they realized that Mickey Mouse was, get this, a mouse. They said that somehow they always thought that Mickey was a dog until they asked someone why Mickey had such a skinny little tail. It's in the name Mickey Mouse, and so that would imply that Mickey is in fact a mouse. It would be really weird for a dog to be named Mickey Mouse and then be a dog. I think
I'm officially concerned.
I know. See, this is what I told you. There was some on here that you had to be a little concerned about. Like, Disney himself was a little smarter than that. I mean, he kind of got the marketing thing. So that one I'm a little worried about. Yeah. But the rest of them, I mean, they all make a little bit more sense. You know, the obvious stuff in life that you don't, it's the things that maybe aren't even obvious. You just don't really put that much thought into them, right? Like, I mean, reindeer are actually an animal, but that one was weird. And Mickey Mouse is actually a mouse, so that one's a little weird as well. But the rest of them, it's kind of like, oh, do we really put that much thought into those things on a daily basis? But here's the thing. No matter what, you could win Trivial Pursuit now with some of these questions, some of these things that we just talked about. So there is that this morning, too. Everybody loves to win a good game of Trivial Pursuit. Yeah. Now, is Chris as cutthroat in Trivial Pursuit as she is in Scrabble? Because that might leave you guys out.
No, she's okay in Trivial Pursuit, especially if it comes to pop culture stuff.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
No Scrabble there.
we don't play games in our house. So things get thrown. Corey gets upset.
There needs to be some anger management or something.
Yeah. There needs to be an intervention in our house when the board games come out. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we could see some light rain today into tonight. Temperatures, though, staying very nice. 54 today. Maybe just a titch cooler tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at local sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Want to test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network? It's free for 30 days. Want to do it even faster? Get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here!
Test drive U.S. Cellular today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Awards based on open signal independent data. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Race into your nearest local U.S. Cellular store and we'll set you up in under 5 minutes for your no-cost 30-day trial. See us in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Tonight, the Baraboo Portage Boys hockey team is going to be hosting Milton out at Pierce Park. 7 o'clock will be the puck drop for it. And then the Thunderbird Girls basketball team will head to Sauk Prairie. T-Birds and the Eagles tip off at 7:15. Portage tonight will be hosting Reedsburg for Girls Hoops. It's Teacher Appreciation Night for the Warriors. 7:15 is when that one gets underway. Also for Reedsburg tonight, Gymnastics will be hosting Sauk Prairie at 6:30. And RWD Boys Hockey will be at McFarland tonight at 7. The Wisconsin Badgers fall again last night, this time against just a 7-win Michigan Wolverine team. 72-68, the final on the road. Wolverines got out to the early lead. Badgers would take over midway through the second half. But then Michigan again started knocking down some big shots, and the Badgers really struggled from behind the three-point line and ultimately dropped the game by 4 points. Wisconsin was 5 of 19 from behind the arc, and that goes along with what they did in their previous loss to number 2 Purdue when they were 3 of 19 on three-pointers. A.J. Storr scored 20 for the Badgers, Chucky Hepburn added 17, and Tyler Wall had 12. With those three straight losses, the number 11 Badgers are now 16-7 for the season. They fall to 8-4 in the conference. Michigan improves to 8-15 for the season, just 3-9 in Big Ten play. Wisconsin will be at Rutgers on Saturday and then returning home on Tuesday. Bucks will look to turn things around tonight, but they'll have to do it against a team playing some pretty good basketball as they're going to be hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. Bucks losers of 4 of their last 5 games. They did get some good news with Chris Middleton just spraining an ankle as the x-rays have come out negative. Milwaukee 33-18 for the season, 21-5 at home. Timberwolves come into this one 35-16 for the year. 7 o'clock will be the tip-off tonight. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered light rain likely today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little breezy today out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, some scattered light rain, mostly cloudy. 39 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Cooler, high of 46. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
99.7 Max
My lovin', there is En Vogue, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:49 right now, and Finn, on this Friday Eve, let's do a little celebrating with our calendar days. There's a few good ones that, you know, we should definitely partake in today. It's Boy Scouts Day, going back to this day in 1909 when the organization was actually founded. So there you go, if you've got a Boy Scout in the house, earning those patches, and I don't know, that's what Girl Scouts did. Do Boy Scouts do the same thing? Do they earn patches? I'm not really exactly sure.
Badges,
okay.
Patches, something.
My kids never wanted to be a Boy Scout, but
I was a cub, but I never evolved into the Boy Scout.
I know, like when you keep going, you get into like Eagle Scouts and all of that kind of stuff too. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do. It's also Laugh and Get Rich Day, and we don't mean like actual monetary money. Laughing on, you know, this is a day to really understand that when you laugh, it gives you a lot of benefits in life, including improving your health, elevating your mood, lowering stress and blood pressure, strengthens the immune system, meaning it can actually give you riches beyond the monetary ones. Also helps give you riches because you don't end up at the doctor so often too. So sure. maybe we'll put the two together. It's also Opera Day today, if you do love a good opera. National Kite Flying Day is also today. With the winds that we're going to have later, it might be a great day to go fly a kite outside if the rain doesn't get you.
No tornadoes, though, right?
No tornadoes. Kind of early for that. Yeah. Although my husband saw a green blob on a map yesterday and got very excited. And I was like, like, it's probably just going to rain is probably what it's going to. Yeah, it's a little early.
Although the weather has been crazy. So yeah,
this is true. This is true. In the upper Midwest, it's a little early for that kind of stuff. I'm not going to say that down south, though, in certain areas, you wouldn't potentially see tornadoes at this point of the year. Some of the states, this is when they thrive with like some of the worst severe weather. Quite honestly, it's kind of a weird phenomenon. And then today is also Fat Thursday. Now, this takes place the last Thursday before Ash Wednesday, which starts Lent, of course. It's a Christian feast that's primarily celebrated in European countries, and it's a little similar to Fat Tuesday, which is celebrated the following week. But in a lot of European countries, it's the more important holiday of the two. And of course, it's also associated with Carnival. Here in the United States, we like to call that Mardi Gras. That's what we can associate Fat Tuesday and Fat Thursday with. But I mean, I'm pretty sure that means that there's like a lot of cakes. King cakes are available now and all of that kind of stuff. So that kind of makes me happy. I don't care about the rest of it. Do I get to eat cake? Is that essentially what I get to do during Fat Thursday? Because I'm always down for that.
You're still fasting, right?
I don't care.
Throw caution to the wind.
I'm tired of fasting. I actually do feel better. I do really feel a lot better. And I've got 15 more days left. But sometimes I'm kind of like, yeah, I could go another day or two if I decide I want a piece of king cake. It's fine. Let's see. What else do we have on this list? And then we've got some food ones. And I'm not going to say we have good food ones, not anything like king cake. But today is National Molasses Bar Day. Molasses bar. Doesn't that sound delightful?
Delicious.
Exactly. And then it's also National Potato Lovers Day. Well, and I can get behind a good potato. You can do a lot of stuff with potatoes. Now, last night we had, I was told it was a phenomenal egg bake with tater tots, which of course are a potato, as we all know. Yes, of course. Yeah. And so you take your slow cooker meal. So if anybody wants this, I'd be happy to share it with you. It's very, very good. So you take your tots, and I put them in the oven just for a few minutes because, well, frozen and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But then you put half of them in the bottom of your slow cooker. You put some cooked pork sausage on top of that. And then you whip up 6 eggs, and you put like a half a teaspoon of Cajun seasoning in it. And then you put half a cup of milk, half a cup of half and half in it, a cup of pepper jack cheese, and a cup of cheddar cheese in it. Whip it all together, pour it over the top. Then you put on the rest of your tater tots, and then you let that cook in your slow cooker 4 to 5 hours, and then you put like another half a cup of each of the cheeses on, let that all melt in. Oh, it smelled amazing.
That sounds good.
And I was told it did taste amazing. The kid who never eats dinner actually texted me, because Dexter has really weird eating habits. He essentially just eats when he's hungry. So that might mean it's 3 p.m, and then that's the only thing he really eats for the day. And then he'll eat again at like 4 a.m. or something. He's
what
got really weird
deal with that. I mean, I understand
know.
The whole teenager thing,
weird.
But our
it's
son is
stuff.
The same way. It's like he won't eat all day.
Right.
And then he'll eat some junk for a while. And then like, dude, what is going on?
I know.
This is not exactly healthy for you.
I just make dinners, and I'm always like, you know what? Leftovers are in the fridge. When you get hungry at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, you know you can find some food. So there's that. He even texted me. He's like, this egg bake might be the best one you've ever made. So I take that. I don't take that lightly, especially coming
High
from
praise.
Him. He's not a picky eater in any way, shape, or form. He's just got really weird eating habits, but he thought it was really delicious. So,
cool.
And Corey even had 2 helpings of it.
Wow.
Very rarely does he have 2 helpings of like the egg bake stuff. He always loves it, but he's always like, one is enough kind of thing. But he was also really hungry last night because it'd been a long day. So we'll chalk it up to that. But it smelled. I came home from puppy school last night. You know, when you open the house and the house just smells amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And even Aspie had her little nose up in the air like, Mom, what is that amazing smell that we have in here?
What's Mama cooking up here?
I was like, you relax. You still get your chicken and green beans over there. You settle down a little bit. But anyway, enjoy a good potato today, whether it's mashed, whether it's a french fry, whether it's a tater tot, no matter how you want to cook it, you're never going to go wrong with a good potato. Stuffed baked potatoes are also very, very good. Taking a look at the forecast right now, some scattered light rain today, breezy as well, 54 for a high. Some scattered light rain again tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 39, and then partly cloudy, cooler tomorrow, 46 for a high. Right now, it's 42.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events.
They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Can't go on.